our music ministry for that blessing.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to read for you the first 6 verses of Psalm 37. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away.
Yeah.
Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, and your vindication like the noonday sun.
Amen. Amen.
A group of elders had a potluck dinner every month to discuss the affairs of the church. Elder Pickens would bring his dish, along with his contentious spirit, to every meeting. He was in disagreement with at least one something presented or passed on the agenda every time they met. He would argue and throw a fit to get his point across. And the discussion would wind up being so intense that the meeting ended in anger sometimes, but always in frustration. The pastor finally called Elder Pickens in to hear what he thought about the situation that concerned the assembly. The elder admitted getting a bit out of control when people wouldn't listen to his point of view. And the pastor suggested that the elder may want to do a better job of listening to other points of view before he blew things out. The pastor said you could accomplish more by helping come up with a solution than pointing out all the negatives. Why not do this? When you start to get a little hot under the collar, try saying something totally off the subject to stop yourself from unloading on the other elders.
All
right. Elder Pickens agreed with the pastor's idea and promised to get his temper under control. At next month's dinner, Elder Pickens was cool until the issue of an afternoon program about policing in the community came up. Elder Pickens started ranting and raving. This is completely unnecessary. All it's going to do is frighten the congregation. And there's no reason to do this at church because anyone who wants to learn about community policing can attend a meeting at City Hall. They try to scare people with that stuff at least once every 2 or 3 months. And on Elder Pickens went. Finally, the pastor caught his eye and the elder stopped in the middle of a sentence. And he spoke very quietly. What I meant to say is, please pass the salt. The title of the message this morning is, What I Meant to Say. Let us bow. Lord, we don't always have the presence of mind to know when enough is enough. Give us the heart to listen before we speak, because the voice we may need to hear may just be yours.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
What is it about evil people? It seems the more that evil people do, the more popular it becomes. It's like a contagious disease. People I thought had good sense get caught up in this stuff and it blows up. Now, I do evil sometimes, but it's itty bitty evil. My evil is not against the law, usually. At least I haven't been caught by the authorities. Not yet. Truly evil people get stuff. They're ungodly and they don't care who they hurt. And people follow them. People believe that what they say is the truth. Seriously evil people talk about you and they lie on you. And you try to defend yourself, hoping people will listen, but the evil people said it first. And if you deny it, you sound like a little kid trying to convince her mother that she didn't break the lamp. You're always going to be one lap behind evildoers, because they cheat to win. Trying to catch them on a lie never leads to anywhere we need to go. God doesn't like ugly. But the lies of evildoers seem to get sweeter and sweeter. This Psalm of David reminds us, fret not because of evildoers. They will wither like the grass and soon die away like green plants. But from what I see, they're not withering and they're not dying. And so it's kind of hard for me to fret not. In the words of the old country song, money can't buy happiness. But evildoers can buy a boat, and they can buy a truck to pull it. They can buy them a summer house and a winter house, and someone to clean and cook for them. Money can buy them a mansion with enough space to park their personal airplane. But with all that, you know what they don't have room for? They have no room for God. I know the Lord owns everything and blesses who he chooses. It rains on the just and the unjust. But consider this. If we say that all we do is for the glory of God, should we even be upset about evildoers prospering? Isn't God's approval enough for us? If we trust in the Lord and do good, we will enjoy his safety and protection. God's justice is always on time. You know what, though? I sometimes think I would like to see evildoers get what they deserve while I'm still around to enjoy it. But God's not waiting around to bless me until I clean up my act. The Lord is not withholding his favor on me until I deserve it.
Right.
The Lord blesses me with green pastures and still waters today. That's something money can't buy.
Right.
That's a promise the world can't make, and that's a promise the world can't keep. Now, there are two things that I don't tolerate well. I don't like to be hot, and I don't like to be dirty.
All right.
I will have my SUV repossessed before I miss paying my utility bill. I was born in a small town of Magnolia, Mississippi. Not much room to plant anything in the city limits. However, my father farmed a few acres on my Aunt Annie's property. Oh, I'm sorry, I did miss something. I am exceptionally lazy. And that's what makes this story so odd. My brothers would go with my dad to weed corn. And if you don't know what that means, it means chopping down the weeds so they don't choke out the corn stalks. I really didn't want to stay at home. I wanted to go with my daddy and the boys. So my dad let me go. With this warning, he said, it's hard work. And it would be hot. But I promised him I wanted to do it. And so my dad gave us some short rows to chop. I had a hard time keeping up with my brothers, so I chopped faster. And that seemed like a workable plan until it didn't work. In my hurry, I accidentally chopped down some stalks along with the weeds. And I would stick the stalks back into the ground for the optics. My dad was so proud of me that day, that lasted until he went out weeks later to harvest the corn. It took him a while to figure out why every third row of corn had withered stalks. Needless to say, that was the end of my farming career. That experience reminds me of how God judges evildoers. He allows them to plant their crops in the field along with his faithful servants. Field looks healthy and productive at first. The problem is, at harvest, evildoers find out that every third row of their crop is dying. Evildoers never reap the full benefit of their deceitful ways. They put a lot of work into trying to take advantage of others, always trying to trip somebody up with their underhanded dealings with people. They will steal the harvest corn of believers and lie and say they didn't. What they don't know is that no matter how much they appear to be winning, every third row dies. With God, our harvest is secure, and it's secured by faith. Just stand still and do good even when evildoers try to destroy you. They try to smear your name and ruin your reputation. But let's not fall prey to identity theft.
All right.
Don't become so envious of evildoers that you allow them to change your spiritual character. I don't know what goes on in their heads, and I can't judge anybody else's heart, but God will most assuredly judge my heart.
Right.
I've read in the Bible what happens to wicked people. They reap what they sow. Meanwhile, in my life, God is polishing up all the righteousness Jesus showers on us so that it shines like the dawn. And the Lord's vindication will be as bright as the noonday sun. Now, think about it. The rewards of the Lord shine brighter than any blessing he spreads on evildoers.
Right.
Actually, I could spend the rest of my life counting my blessings and never get around to fretting about wickedness in the world. God wants to give me the desires of my heart, but I must be content to delight in the Lord if I really want the Lord to give me the desires of my heart. I must be confident in one thing, and that's the Lord's goodness. I have the desires that the Lord has ignored, and it may be because the things of my heart is contrary to what the Lord has in store for me. So what does the Lord do? He changes my heart so that I desire the right things. Sometimes I'm uneasy about something, and I desire that the Lord take it away because it's causing me unrest. And I pray for it to be taken away. But what I should be praying is, change my heart, Lord. That I'm content to know that your power is made manifest in my weakness. What I should be praying is, Lord, your ways are most excellent. And I accept your path. Order my steps. You see, there's healing in God's way. There's hope when we surrender our desires to the Lord's care. God wants us to examine the desires of our heart for glitches. And once we surrender all the desires of our heart to the Lord. He will replace them with what it is that we should desire. We should desire that his will be done in our life and in our circumstances, because it's better than anything we could ask for. Perhaps it's peace we're seeking. We desire that peace according to our own limited knowledge. But it is possible that if you would serve God, you would remember that he's the God of infinite possibilities, many more than you could ever think of.
Yes.
Now watch out, we could get so angry with evil people, the people that we become bitter and vindictive. And then we start to act like them. Soon people won't be able to tell us apart from the evildoers. Their time for evil doing is short and it's temporary. And we must fear the Lord and the Lord alone, for God's anger lasts only through the night. Joy comes in the morning.
Yes.
If we just hang on and stay the course, we can just fake it till we make it.
Preach.
For every hard thing we're going through, just tell yourself, I know God is in there somewhere. We can whistle in the dark, cry all night long, grow weary and want to give up, but trust me, God is in your circumstances somewhere. Be still before the Lord. And if you meditate on anything, let it be on the blessings of being a child of God.
Yes.
Just please don't slip up. The way of evil can be so easy and so tempting, but hang on. God is in your situation somewhere. The struggle is real, but our God is more real.
Yes.
He will set a table before us in the presence of our enemies that is so full of mercy that evildoers will beg for a to-go plate.
Yes.
And you know why they want to go plate? Because they can't sit at the table God prepares for believers. Evildoers stay awake all night crying because they're wondering if their evil schemes will work. But there's no joy coming for them in the morning.
No.
It's just another day of holding on to the life they have created for themselves. They sold their peace to their idols. So commit yourself to the Lord. Cast all your cares on him. Believe he is moving you up a little higher.
Yes.
But you have to be ready to move. You got to be able to move from one degree of grace to another.
Yes.
Just please don't bring those old burdens to your higher ground.
Yes.
God will not rent a U-Haul truck so you can drag all that misery along with you. Roll your cares onto the Lord, and I promise, if you want to hang on to those burdens instead of being free, I will gladly refund your misery. So practice rolling. Roll that heartache onto the Lord. Roll that diagnosis onto the Lord. Roll that unpaid bill that you can't get under control. Roll it onto the Lord. He'll do what he said he will do. You just keep practicing that diving forward roll and see when he show up for you. Just be faithful and stay the course even if your path is full of evildoers. Evildoers will tempt you to come along with them for the ride, but don't fall for it. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold on with all the strength you have. Don't let the wicked turn you around. All they can offer you is what they stole from the world. Our God owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. And when the world gives us heartburn, we can drink from soothing streams. So don't flop around until you get so worked up that you want to hurt somebody. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And while the Lord is serving up a heaping helpless with justice to evildoers, he's blessing me with his peace. And since we've been washed in the blood, it makes no sense to get caught up in the spin cycle of the world. Our Savior died in peace. You can't find a bigger bunch of evildoers than the ones who nailed Jesus to the cross. Jesus felt forsaken for a moment, but he knew that the Father was with him. He rolled that anguish onto the Father and said, "Into my hands I commend your spirit," and it was done. Jesus endured the pain because death is the going price of glory. I'd rather die in Christ than to live in the riches of the world without him. So forgive me when I whine and complain. What I meant to say is Jesus is a way maker. Forgive me when I want to throw in the towel. Because what I meant to say is that I have a Savior that sticks closer to me than a brother. Forgive me when I want to lash out at somebody. Because what I meant to say is Jesus calmed the angry sea. And surely, surely he can get me under control. Jesus did everything perfectly for me and for you. So delight yourself in the Lord. Don't throw your hat in the ring with the world. No one is going to fight harder for you than Jesus. Redirect your mind to the Lord's will and see how quickly the desires of your heart will line up with his plan for your life. It may be a slow and steady climb, but you'll come to know the pure joy of desiring the right things. You know, I don't have time to fret over evildoers. Let them fret over me. I'm too busy praising my Jesus. I'm too busy trusting his holy word. And if you feel your heart is searching for something, that something is missing in your life, try looking to Jesus. And if you're seeking peace, trust in the one who is able. The door of the church is open. Jesus is always waiting for his children to come home to him. He's saying, "This is the way. Walk ye in it." Now, won't you come today? And if you're looking for a church home, let me recommend Ebenezer. Or we can help you find a different church home. Jesus is wherever you go. Just come and give him your life.
Thank you.
No one has come, but the cross still stands.